Now that the new Department of Homeland Security is in operation, Congress is reorganizing to oversee what the agency does. A new House Select Committee on Homeland Security held its first meeting yesterday. It's clear that the chairman, California Republican Christopher Cox, has a big job ahead, trying to coordinate an issue that affects nearly every other committee in Congress. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
About 88 congressional committees and subcommittees have some jurisdiction over Homeland Security. House and Senate leaders have decided to consolidate some of that power, but it requires a lot of diplomacy. Congressman Christopher Cox used some of it when he introduced members of his new committee.
Congressman Young, Chairman Young, in fact, I agreed just now as a concession in our organizational meeting to always append the words enormously powerful before chairman for all the chairmen that serve on this committee.
That's because his committee is absorbing some of their authority. House leaders hope that by including on the panel the heads of major committees, such as Intelligence and Judiciary, they can avoid jurisdictional disputes. And yesterday, at least, lawmakers vowed to cooperate. Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan of Louisiana said the Homeland Security panel needs to coordinate the work of Congress.
It should not be a place where we advance our personal agendas, whether it be energy agendas or environmental agendas or our tax and spend agendas. Neither should this be a place where we get into food fights over who's in charge of what and who makes what decisions and what subcommittee has what jurisdiction as we proceed down a path of helping this country better protect itself against these new threats.
Chairman Cox says he intends to work closely with the other committees because they have a long history of overseeing agencies such as the Coast Guard and the Immigration and Naturalization Service, which are now part of the Homeland Security Department. But until the panel actually gets down to work, it's not clear how much resistance he'll face. Mike Scardeville of the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, says chairmen like to protect their turf. But in this case, Congress has little choice but to reorganize.
When everybody's in charge, nobody's really in charge. That means we need one committee that can really interact with the department to make sure it's going in one direction. If you have 88, you have 88 different people tugging at different parts of Tom Ridge, asking him to go in different directions. That's unacceptable.
In fact, Homeland Security Secretary Ridge was called to testify yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, one of many panels that wants to hear from him. The Senate has not created a separate Homeland Defense Committee, although both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees have new panels to oversee Homeland Security spending. And that's proving to be a contentious issue. Democrats say the administration hasn't provided enough money for domestic defense. Even as members of the new House committee talked of bipartisanship, it was clear there could be divisions. Washington Democrat Norman Dick said he's concerned about the slow pace of Homeland Security improvements.
We were talking about the first responders, and we've tried to get additional resources to them. Many of them need not only training, they need equipment in order to do the job. Let's not be guilty of negligence here in terms of getting the resources.
Cox says that's one thing his panel will look at. He says it will also try to make sure the Homeland Security Department is operating as Congress intended and make changes if necessary. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.